California is not on track to reach its goal of 5 million zero-emission vehicles by 2030. So, as Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains, lawmakers in Sacramento are considering a financial incentive to motivate would-be car buyers. This could affect you.
San Francisco Assemblyman Phil Ting wants to use a tax credit model that worked for rooftop solar, but shift it to the auto industry to sell more clean cars. He says 80% of California's transportation emissions come from passenger vehicles, so it's time to jumpstart the transition.
We've passed very aggressive greenhouse gas emission goals, and we are doing great in every sector but transportation.
Ting says the rebate would ramp down annually, nudging consumers.
If it's $7,500 today and then $6,000 tomorrow, well, that may make me move quicker than wait.
Stanford professor Sally Benson has spent a lot of time studying California's climate goals. She says at the current rate, we won't see 5 million zero-emission vehicles on the road by 2030.
That's a big increase. You know, we haven't seen a lot of increases in the EV sales in recent years. Actually, we've been pretty flat.
Ting's bill just passed the Transportation Committee and next heads to Appropriations. All bills must get to the governor by mid-September. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.